The Holiest, Creation and History, Tablet 4. And I will make of thee, Abram, a great nation. Genesis 12, verse 2. Some thousand years later, and through the mystical knowledge which was preserved, many souls awakened their spiritual forces and reached a higher consciousness. They were ready to set an example for the rest of humanity. Abram was chosen to start this mission. The spiritual significance of this choosing was to elect those who had reached higher consciousness as a spiritual force to be used in awakening the spiritual knowledge in others. Also, it was to eventually make humanity realize that their true happiness and prosperity depends upon understanding God and the truth behind this universe. They would go through great struggles in many lifetimes, and their numbers would increase after a period of time until sometime later they would become a nation, elected ones. And I will make of thee a great nation. Genesis 12, verse 2. They truly do not belong to one nation on earth, but they are a nation of God. They will be reincarnated wherever the presence is necessary. And eventually they will become perfect man, who will gain the leadership of humanity and guide the whole universe to its goal, to become divine. That is why the symbol of Star of David is chosen for these people. The triangle upward symbolizes organizational hierarchy, or outward action, and the triangle downward symbolizes control and justice. The two triangles together are the symbol for the kingdom of heaven on earth. Also, by choosing Abram, a great historical event started. That is, a long historical period began, and through the prophecies of what would happen in the future and the fulfillment of these prophecies in history, for more detail of these occurrences, read Children of Abram, Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled. He again would prove that he exists. This would cause man to realize that he sees only a small part of the truth and judges things from that narrow view, and that is why humanity suffers. To start this great plan, God promised Abram and his seed many things. The son of Abram was Ishmael, the son of Hagar. Ishmael is the father of the Arabs. Then God changed his name from Abram, Abraham, to Abraham, and gave him new promises for his seed. He then begot Isaac from his wife Sarah. The significance of the name change from Abram to Abraham and the difference between the two promises given to Abram and his seed and to Abraham and his seed is very important for understanding the great mystery of the historical events which took place later on. Without knowing this, a great truth will be lost, and we will not be able to see how the promises he had given to Abram and Abraham were fulfilled. Also, in the promises he gave to Abram and Abraham, there were two aspects in each promise. One, the birthright or territorial possession, and two, the spiritual kingly promise, scepter. Then the Bible continues with the promises which were given to Abraham for his seed Isaac. Of the two sons of Isaac, it is Jacob who wins both of these promises. And also when his name is changed from Jacob to Israel, a promise of a nation and a company of nations is given to him. Genesis 35, verses 10 to 12. Later on, before his death, he makes his grandsons, Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of his own son Joseph, as his own sons. Genesis 48, verses 3 to 5. Then he gives the birthright, territorial possession, to Joseph, and through him to Ephraim and Manasseh. So Ephraim and Manasseh became two tribes and joined the children of Israel. Also, Israel, Jacob gave the promise of the scepter, or the spiritual kingship, to Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Genesis 49, verse 10. This is one of the greatest prophecies, which has been ignored by many, and is the very key in understanding most of the events which had happened throughout the past several thousand years. The scepter, or the promise of the spiritual kingdom, shall not depart from the tribe of Judah. Or in other words, the Messiah, or spiritual king, should come from the tribe of Judah. Also the law-giving and its enforcement shall be by this tribe. However, this promise is not forever, but only until Shiloh come. When the promised Messiah, Shiloh, does come, not only would the promised scepter and the law-giving power of the children of Abraham be fulfilled, but also he, Shiloh, should gather the people who will bear the name Israel unto themselves. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Later on, the children of Israel would be divided into two houses, the house of Judah, Jews, and the house of Israel. These would create the southern and northern kingdoms respectively. Both of these kingdoms fall. The people of the house of Judah, Jews, return to their land, but the 10 tribes of the house of Israel, including the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, never completely came back. They are known as the 10 lost tribes of Israel. However, some of the people of these 10 tribes left their country and traveled west to England and to America. They created a nation, England, and many nations, the United States of America, at a later time. For more detail about all the events briefly explained above, read Children of Abram, Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled.